Israelis are absorbing the news of their losses in Gaza.
Israel לא בחרה להיכנס למערכה הזאת.
In televised remarks last night, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered his condolences to families of the slain Israeli soldiers and vowed to continue the operation in Gaza, as he puts it, as long as it is necessary to end attacks on Israel. But as NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson discovered in one Jerusalem suburb yesterday evening, some Israelis wonder whether the ground invasion will achieve the results they're looking for.
People are glued to the TV set here at the community center in Mevaseret Etzion. Israeli censorship rules prevent journalists from saying anything about soldiers who are killed until the government gives its okay. But residents of this hillside community seem to know anyway, because the grapevine is strong when so many here have children in Israel's conscripted army. Their anxiety is palpable as they wait for the inevitable confirmation. So is their desire to reach out to their children. Etinoy is among the steady trickle of people who arrive at the community center after learning that volunteers here are collecting goods for Israeli soldiers inside Gaza. She's brought bags filled with her son's favorite candy, cakes, and chips.
First of all, my son is also a soldier. I mean, he's not inside, but he's also a soldier, and it's a very difficult day. And this is a small thing, you know, to release the pain.
The need for distraction also draws Lenor Yitzhaki here to help sort the donations. Her 20-year-old boyfriend is involved in the ground offensive, and she hasn't heard from him since the day before.
Yes, I'm very worried, but I do what I can to help him, to help his friends. All the soldiers who need things to keep trying to fight.
She trails off as she blinks back tears. Her soon-to-be sister-in-law, Gili Pishniak, protectively chimes in.
A lot of time people forget that there are people that they just normal, and they're 20, they're 19, they're kids.
Such empathy is widespread in Israel, where most young men are required to serve 3 years and young women 2 years on active duty, says Eyal Ben Adi, an Israeli sociologist who heads the Center for Society, Security, and Peace at Kinneret College.
Because it's a conscript army, then it's very easy for wide swaths of the population to identify with the families of soldiers who have died. That is, you may not know somebody personally, but because you've had a son or maybe a daughter in a similar position, you very, very easily identify with those families, with the kind of price that they're paying.
The sociologist adds a mounting death toll among troops could quickly end Israeli support for the ongoing Gaza operation. Some at the center in Mevaseret Etzion were already questioning whether soldiers in Gaza can make a difference. Here is Etinoy again.
One side says, we have to protect ourselves. But from the other side, we did it before, and nothing really was changed. So probably, maybe, I don't know, I really don't know, maybe it's not the way.
Some of the younger volunteers disagree, saying without the ground offensive, Hamas will become more of a threat. But the debate is cut short as news of the deaths finally breaks. Lenor Yitzhaki goes pale when she hears some of the dead served with her boyfriend.
It's his friends. The people that he sleeps with them, he eats with them all day, even more than he with me.
But given no one has contacted her, she believes her boyfriend is alive. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Jerusalem.